The governor just released his proposed, recommended legislative budget for 2013-14. And in that budget, he has recommended $5 million that will help in the battle against HLB. $4 million for research, coupled with $500,000 to supplement the CHIRP program, another $500,000 for the Certified Nursery Budwood program. Now, that's less than what we had presented and asked for on the House and the Senate, so there's more work to be done. But what's really great about this request, to my knowledge, this is the first time a governor of the state of Florida in his budget has identified the need for Florida citrus research and has put the amount in his recommendation. And needless to say, $5 million is more than twice as much what we received in the past several years through general revenue appropriation. Now, it's a long process. There's still four more months left in the legislative session, so Florida Citrus Mutual will continue to make it a high priority, monitor this issue daily, and continue to work for the grower to get those research dollars to the research foundation.
The governor has signed off on, like you said, $4 million of that for research. Your request from the legislature, I believe, is $9 million, correct? And you'll work on getting those pulled together somehow?
And quite honestly, we really need to compare the $4 million plus the other $1 million for CHIRP and nursery is $5 million. That's compared to our $9 million request. So there's a little room for improvement, if you will. And that's why we'll continue to work with the Senate and the House, the legislators, who really ultimately approve the appropriation request. But this is good news that there's a benchmark and a recommendation to the governor that identifies the seriousness and the need for this appropriation. And so now let's let the legislative committees do their work and hopefully reconcile to the citrus request to the governor's proposed request.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.